time for another round of Law and Ordeals, highlighting the strange and stupid in Milwaukee area police reports. Our fun little endeavor once every 2 weeks. My name is J.R. Radcliffe. I am sports director at Lake Country Publications and now newspapers.
Hi, I'm Lainey Seiler, specialty media manager.
We've got a new segment. We had drive-through drama on the last show. We don't have that this time around, but we definitely have a new segment called False Alarm. We see a lot of people using 911 inappropriately. We've got a couple examples of that, and that includes squirrels. Squirrels are involved. A goose is involved, and some teenagers that are up to probably not the no good you thought they were. Also on the list we have one in particular that's going to be our False Alarm segment, but those are among the things you'll find on Law and Ordeals this week. Somebody feeling strongly about the Mountain Village apartments you'll discover as well.
All right, well, let's kick it off by going straight up to Germantown. Emergency personnel responded to a 911 call at a residence on Francesa Drive. Oh, God. I don't know how to say that.
We'll say Francis Drive.
Francis?
Yes.
At 5:45 p.m., April 15th, when police arrived, they found the caller, 29-year-old man, was having an argument with another man over singer Kendrick Lamar and had dialed 911 out of frustration. The caller was warned about misusing 911.
We could have used this as our false alarm segment.
False alarm.
What do you think the debate was about? Kendrick Lamar had a new album, Damn, which came out pieces that week.
Yeah.
Do you think it was a debate about whether Kendrick Lamar is the greatest rapper of the generation? And do you think maybe Kanye West was the alternative example?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm guessing it was definitely an argument that got real heated over two fans.
Probably. Who's better, Kendrick or Kanye? What do you think?
I mean, I'm definitely Kendrick Lamar.
Of course. He's like all the awesome without the baggage. I know nothing about hip-hop, it should be noted. I'm a rock and roll guy, and my medium doesn't exist right now. So I guess in the absence of that, hip-hop has become quite the topic of conversation. So
I would really love to see this battle, though, like from an outsider. Like, yeah,
yes.
I hope Kanye gets mad, goes crazy, and wants to compete. So let's like light that fire with this podcast.
Yes, I'm sure Kanye is listening to Law and Ordeals.
I'm sure.
But yes, not appropriate to settle a dispute over which rapper is better by calling 911. That is apparently
That's
what we have.
Alarm.
In Grafton, a 51-year-old man was cited for disorderly conduct and a probation violation after a call reported him walking a dog and falling down at 7:10 p.m. April 7th on Washington Street. The man, who smelled of alcohol, denied drinking, later admitted he had a couple. He told police he was carrying a live fish he just purchased, and the officer took the man home, put the fish in the fish tank, made sure the dog would be taken care of, and then took the man, who had a blood alcohol content of 0.24, into custody. Always looking out for the fish of the world, Lainey. You gotta take care of the fish first.
Yeah, the police in Grafton really are caring people, I think. So you should probably say, like, he was walking, he wasn't driving, but he was on a no-drink order, and that's why they took him in, according to this.
Yes, so no-drink order, carrying a fish. I'm wondering, what he was doing. I mean, was he walking back from the pet store? I hope, because otherwise I don't know why you have a fish while walking your dog. Also,
maybe you take your fish on a walk.
Maybe you do. Fish like the outdoors too, probably. And I think that the cops are, that's a good move, because the alternative is either you just let the fish die, or what do you do otherwise? What do you do with a dog when you arrest somebody out walking their dog? You don't just euthanize the thing. That's an extreme overreaction.
Yeah.
So, good on the Grafton cops for following through with some common sense there, but, you know, otherwise I guess somebody in the cop station is going to wind up with a fish until they can figure out what to do with it.
Take care of it.
How about this is our false alarm segment. Right to Brookfield we go.
Resident on North 159th Street contacted police at 2:54 p.m. April 11th after becoming upset that a neighbor was trapping and killing rodents, including chipmunks and squirrels, in their yard. Police advised that they would not respond to rescue a currently entrapped squirrel, but encouraged the resident to contact the Department of Natural Resources if she felt the neighbor was trapping animals illegally.
Oh, my stars and little fishes.
Oh, my
the
stars
squirrels
little fishes.
Are in danger. That's pretty priceless. Reminds me of a story here that we constantly refer back to, when a woman called in the wintertime saying April was on the ice, giving the strong impression that April was in fact a child or someone who was otherwise helpless, a human, and it turned out it was in fact a dog. She also got cited for misusing 911. Our false alarm of the week. Chipmunks and squirrels. Who cares about the chipmunks and squirrels? Kill them all. Am I right? Am I wrong for feeling that way?
This Brookfield resident's going to be really upset with you for saying that.
I'm sorry, but those things, they have no value. I'm sure they do in some food chain hierarchy sensibility, but all they do is chew through the few things I plant and leave their droppings in my yard. Who wants them? I would trap them and kill them too if I had the wherewithal or the means.
JR, I have a friend who, I don't believe she does this anymore, but would feed them.
No. First of all, pecans are expensive, and I would not want to share mine. Second of all, no, don't make them think that this is a place to come back to. It's not, no.
I know, she's just a tender-hearted lover of all animals.
I love the DNR's response. Like, the DNR is going to love getting this phone call. Like, yeah, we don't care either. We like natural resources, but we don't care either. I think that it just goes to show that animals move the needle for people. All kinds of furry creatures.
It's
true. You want to get people's attention? Involve a puppy. Even squirrels and rabbits tug on heartstrings in some corner, many, many corners of this universe. I personally don't get it. Kill all the rodents. That's my piece.
Oh, man.
In Waukesha, police advised a man who returned home around 5:36 p.m. April 14th to his apartment on the 300 block of Mountain Avenue when he opened his patio door and said, "Expletive you, Mountain Village Apartments," then began blasting music to the chagrin of his neighbor. The neighbor reported the incident. The police report said, told officers he tried to deal with the issue on three previous occasions. No citations were issued. Probably Kendrick Lamar he's blasting to "Expletive you, Mountain Village Apartments."
I mean, the album did get released that week. So.
Yeah, it's a very popular album.
I'm sure he held up his angry fist and was like, F word you!
Oh, it's definitely the F word. We're definitely talking about the F word here, but I'm trying to figure out what did Mountain Village Apartments do to him? Like, that's a very general thing to be mad at, an entire apartment complex.
I like that he just, like, opened his patio door.
I know! Like that. Got you guys, here I come.
Yeah.
Yes, very strange, very strange.
Moving to South Milwaukee, officers were called to an apartment on Michigan Avenue at about 1 p.m. on April 4th. And on April 5th, after a 35-year-old woman told police that she had received phone calls she believed were from actor Kiefer Sutherland, she was advised it was a scam and to ignore the call.
Oh, there's so much here. I love it so much. First of all, if Kiefer Sutherland really calls you, you've got to do what he says. I mean, you could just hear that 24 voice, "You don't have a choice." That's a terrible impression, but you get the idea. I would be terrified if Kiefer Sutherland called my house. Second of all, this woman is 35.
Yeah.
This is not an elderly person who's having a hard time hearing. She truly believed and called twice that Kiefer Sutherland was calling her house. I love it.
Why is she upset?
Well, I mean, probably because Kiefer Sutherland told her there was a bomb in the house or something, or that, you know, terrorists were on the loose, right? Kiefer Sutherland. That's extremely specific, that scam. Like, what do they... I wonder what they're... Are they looking for money? Help support me? I'm Kiefer Sutherland?
I don't know what you do as a cop either. You show up and you're like, wait, tell me again?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Did you say Kiefer Sutherland? Yeah, that's a doozy. Back to back, 12:52 p.m. one day, 8:49 the next day. Kiefer Sutherland takes morning calls, apparently. That's pretty early for him, I would think. I'm pretty sure he lives in L.A.
I would guess. Yeah.
That's an early rise for him. So in Waukesha, an anonymous caller reported seeing a teenage couple having sex on a blanket outside a strip mall. That's not a pun. Around 12:18 p.m. April 17th. That's 12 in the... Okay, so right around noontime at a strip mall on West St. Paul Avenue. An officer arrived and found three teenagers, fully clothed, sitting on the grass, a police report said. They were not doing anything indecent, the report said, but were told to move along.
It's probably a nice day.
Very nice day.
On a blanket?
I don't
know. There's three of them, too.
Is it possible, Lainey, that they maybe weren't actually having sex on a strip mall at 12:18 in the afternoon and were probably just out being teenagers, like, shopping?
They're like, oh, it's so nice out. Here's a tiny strip of grass out in Waukesha.
Oh, man, there's so many other places. My guess is that people just, you know, got upset that two or more teenagers were congregating in one place and alarm bells went off and it was assumed that all they do is have sex in public at noon in front of a mall. That's an extremely specific complaint. I don't know what to make of this one. Do you think it's what were they looking at?
I don't know. Maybe they kissed or something. It's not the same.
So offensive. Yeah. And then the third one, like, there's a whole new set of questions that get brought into that occasion.
Why
fully clothed.
Go out there and tell them. That is always my thing too, where you're like, why didn't you go ask if
they oh, yeah.
leave? Like, if it was such a huge problem.
Oh, police reports would be so boring yeah. if neighbors would just, like, go inquire or go deal with the problem
True.
First
I
before calling police.
Have a podcast.
We would not have a podcast if people could just meet conflict head on
yeah.
in the first place.
That's true.
Let's move south to Oak Creek.
All right. In Oak Creek, police received a report that a bag containing 1.5 grams of cocaine was found inside a rental car. The renter called police after she found the drugs while familiarizing herself with the vehicle. Police confiscated the cocaine and destroyed it. It's kind of the same thing.
Sounds like the start of a really good movie.
I know.
Like, the mistaken identity theme, you know, you find the drugs in the car and suddenly you're running from police because
yeah.
they don't believe you,
it's
that they're not
thing.
Your drugs. Could that, I feel like that is entirely plausible that this person is telling the truth, that it was a rental car and the cocaine is not hers.
Right.
Because I have a friend, and I just told you this, she found, she took a picture for Facebook of half-consumed beer cans in the glove box. And the cops did not pull her over, but she found them and disposed of them or whatever. But, like, what if the cops had pulled her
yeah.
over? You know, like, it's a likely story. Oh, yeah, these half-empty beer cans aren't yours. The drugs aren't yours. Right, eye roll, you know?
Yeah, like, can I see your license and registration? You open the glove box and out fall half
Totally.
Drunk.
Now, on the other hand, if you're moving drugs, don't you just drive around in a rental car all day anyway? Because that's a really good story. Not mine. I just rented this car, you know? Like, I don't know who left it here for me.
I mean, if only we knew. It's like,
yeah.
what would we do if we were drug dealers?
We talked about how
we
bad
would
we would be. We would be terrible. We couldn't even identify something that we weren't even sure if it was a drug or
yeah.
not on
yeah.
a previous podcast. So
someone told me later that it is a drug.
It is a drug.
Yeah.
We are really, really bad at this.
Suboxone is a drug.
Very good. I'm glad we know. I thought it was Saran Wrap, I believe. That was my confusion. Yes.
Yes.
I would be a lousy drug dealer.
Yeah.
Lousy. Let's close it out in Muskego. It's short and sweet. A resident reported the theft of a goose on a block of Loomis Drive at 8:45 a.m. April 19th. The goose is loose, Lainey Seiler.
The goose is loose.
Amazing that the goose was stolen so early in the morning. That's an early morning wake-up to go steal a goose.
I think people, obviously we know now that the people in the Milwaukee area are very concerned
yes.
about wild animals.
Animals do, in fact, yield a number of 911 calls. I would love to know from municipalities around here how many calls they deal with on a weekly basis involving animals, because I bet you it's more than one a week.
I mean, I'm impressed someone could even wrangle a goose. Honestly.
Can we talk about why anyone has a goose in Muskego? Is that allowed? I bet it is allowed. I bet it's legal in Muskego. Why do people have
a
goose?
Is it a pet goose?
Well, I don't know. Why else would you have a goose? If it's your property and someone stole it.
Canadian goose.
Well, do you think somebody just randomly called because they saw somebody pick up a goose in the open field?
You were joking, like, maybe they were coming up with some sort of witch's brew. Or
yes,
like,
yeah. I mean,
a
lot of spells
goose.
That need a live goose.
Yeah.
I know from first-hand experience. And,
yeah.
and what was the drug I didn't know? Suboxone? Whatever, yeah. All right, so Law and Ordeals comes at you every 2 weeks. This strange and stupid in Milwaukee area. Police reports. It's one of our favorite things to do each week. I enjoyed this one. Animals. Save the animals, Lainey.
Save the animals. Not you, though.
Not me. No. We'll talk to you next week.